Wisconsin has the highest incarceration rate of African-American males in the country. Here in Milwaukee, one zip code is particularly affected, 53206. Nearly 4,000 black men there are or have been locked up. As part of our Project Milwaukee series on the issue, I rode along with police patrolling the area because they decide whom to arrest, the first step toward incarceration. During this part of the ride, Captain Tom Stigler and Sergeant Lewis Staton describe what they see and hear every day that causes concern.
A lot of times what I'll do is I'll read a daily crime briefing and I'll see what kind of crimes have occurred. There'll be descriptions of people or vehicles.
The officers keep an eye out for those suspects and for things that look out of the ordinary. Captain Stigler says they also watch boarded up houses.
In that past block, there was six of boarded up houses. Yeah, there's another one. In two blocks, we have, there's another one there. Eight boarded up houses plus all the vacant lots. You imagine being one of the citizens that owns a house on this block that's trying to make it work. The houses are literally scavenged for everything scrap metal. They get boarded up, and then they're just magnets for kids to hang out on, and they'll use them as drug houses. Sometimes they'll run extension cords from other houses to put electricity in there. Sometimes they run after-hour bars out of them. Those are illegal taverns that I run out of either private residences or commercial buildings. They're magnets for crime, number one, and they're extremely dangerous. Multiple homicides over the years at these after-hour parties where, you know, there's just uncontrolled liquor being consumed and there's drugs and people have guns. There might be one light in the middle of the basement, say, and, you know, a stripper pole hanging in the corner, and that's all that's going on there. So sometime in the not-too-distant past, every one of these vacant lots was a house that was occupied by a family. A tax-paying family that cared about their neighborhood. We have a very, very low owner occupancy rate in this area. And that leads to some of the problems that you see as we're driving along here. The litter, there's a lot of disorder in this area, and it's our job to try and keep it under control.
Stigler says one technology is helping Milwaukee police respond quickly to troublesome situations. It's called ShotSpotter, microphones tucked out of sight in high-crime neighborhoods. The system enables officers to almost instantly identify where someone has fired a gun.
On a hot summer night, when there's very little wind, sometimes the officers tell me when they get on the scene that they can still smell the gun smoke in the air. The vast majority of gunshots in Milwaukee, it's a crime to shoot a gun in the city of Milwaukee, but they're not shooting at somebody. They're not shooting at somebody that was breaking into their house. They're not shooting at an opposing gang member or drug member. People just shoot off guns in the city. Sometimes they do it. They buy a gun from somebody on the street and they want to make sure it works, so they go off the back porch and fire a couple shots into the ground or fire some shots into the air. You know, people are at bar time, they have a gun with them, and they, you know, shoot off guns, or they'll try to shoot out street lights, things like that.
So not to mention this could have a huge destabilizing impact on a neighborhood.
Absolutely. And what we found is that we have made a lot more arrests using the ShotSpotter system in the few years that it's been in existence, because a lot of times people don't call the police when they hear gunshots in their neighborhood. Either they're desensitized to it or they don't want to get involved. So it's helped us help the neighborhoods that really can't help themselves. We've had, you know, neighbors come out and cheer us and say thank you for doing that. You know, that idiot's been shooting off that gun for the last 3 days.
Tomorrow, when our ride-along continues, Captain Tom Stigler and Sergeant Lewis Staton explain how they use traffic stops to try to prevent violence. In prior segments of our Project Milwaukee series, people insist such stops unjustly contribute to Wisconsin's high rate of incarceration among African-American men. You'll find those reports on WUWM.com, Project Milwaukee. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.